To the most beautiful people in the Booniverse. Well, I had a seizure a little earlier this evening, probably from lack of sleep, and it rendered me really stuttery and utterly incoherent. So I'm hoping that I have sufficiently recovered enough to do a boo, and that I can actually speak to you and communicate coherently. Anyhow, you find me in the midst of getting some dishes done, so I hope you can excuse the noise. But I wanted to come on here and post for a couple of reasons. First of all, I just listened to the post by the inimitable Paul Omani, in which he mourned the loss of audio boom comments that have accrued on our posts over the years. And I must echo that sentiment. As a profuse commenter. Not that what I've ever had to say was really terribly important, but it's kind of sad to know that it'll be gone and nobody will be able to see it anymore as of the beginning of October. Because when I have commented every time, aside from a few odd joking comments like the one I left to Eric Bourgeois this evening, I would say that, by and large, my comments have been very heartfelt and really well meant. So, people will no longer be able to refresh their memories as to what was said, either by me or anybody else, as of October 2nd, I guess. And it's, to me, it's really sad, too. I have a confession to make. And I really, I totally realize how silly and kind of fangirly and teenagerish this sounds. But every time I see an email that says, "Audio boom, someone has left a comment on your post," I'm like, "Ooh, how exciting, yay! I wonder what they said." And my heart rate increases and I get all excited. Yes, I know, that's very silly, but I can't help it. And it happens so little these days. Not that I blame anyone. I know that commenting from the website can be a real bugbear. I have no problem doing it. But it does take some time on the iPhone. I usually have my computer open all the time, so I just do it from there. But I totally understand that people don't often have a computer at their disposal or don't feel like starting one up just to leave me, silly me, a comment. So yeah, it happens so little these days that I think that's why I get so excited whenever I see one or a comment to somebody else's post that I've commented on. So yeah, I think that's one of the reasons that I'll enjoy Anchor, because commenting and direct messaging is apparently a lot easier. But I know, unfortunately, of no way in which we can save audio boom comments from getting totally destroyed when our free accounts go bye-bye, unless we go into our various individual posts and just save them, which, oy vey, that is extraordinarily time-consuming. So I'm really sorry, Paul, but I can't honestly think of any way in which you could possibly make an archive of your comments. So, okay. I beg your forbearance and forgiveness if this sounds melodramatic, but to me, this is just another slap in the face from the Audio Boom developers. But they could seriously not give a rat's bum about us. We are just fleas in their hair, basically. We don't matter, it's the professionals they want. And at least in this community, social audio has completely gone by the wayside. But anyway, I will not rant and whinge about that because it will not solve anything. Other than possibly make me feel better momentarily. You know, I was thinking the other day, and I meant to put this in my post last night, but I got rambling about other things. One regret that I have about the disappearance of audiobook is that I'll never be able to read an audiobook on here. And okay, that's something that I was never really sure I would ever do to begin with, but it's something I kind of wanted to do. I mean, I've read a plethora of articles and short stories in my time here, and the lovely and gracious Simon Toon, SM2N, actually suggested at one point that I should read a book, which is really kind of him, and I thought it was a cool idea, but then I thought, oh no, I only have a free account, I only have 10 minutes per post, people would get entirely sick of me. But you know, this is going to sound really childish. You're not seeing a very good side of me today, I apologize. If I had a book at my disposal that I wanted to read, I think I would just do it anyway and fill Audio Boom up with my posts now, just because I won't have much time left in which to do that, just out of spite that they're erasing my free account. Oh dear, sorry. But no, I don't, the only Braille books I have at my disposal right now that I could read are a cookbook, a Braille magazine with articles that mostly would interest women, and I do have one fictional book called Light a Single Candle by Beverly Butler, and it's the story of a young girl, 14 years old, who loses her vision and the struggles that she endures and experiences, but I'm not really sure that would interest a lot of people. I read it as a teenager and absolutely loved it, and so I was extremely thrilled to find this book on my local Library for the Blind's website. But yeah, it's a fairly long book, and I don't really want to fill up your timeline with extraneous crap. But it's too bad that I wish I had found a short book that I could have read. Strangely enough, I have no idea where this came from. It was totally from out of left field. But the other night, I dreamed about the book Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, which I hadn't read since I was, geez, like, crow, 10 years old, maybe? And I thought, ooh, now that would be a fun book to read on Audio Boom. I wish I could. Sadly, I do not have a copy of it. Unless I want to get it on my computer and read from the computer with headphones, which I have done before, but it ain't easy, folks. It's much easier to read from Braille. So yeah, strange as it may sound, that's one regret that I have, that I have not been able to read a book on Audio Boom. I mean, there are much better readers out there, I'm sure, but I really enjoy reading out loud, and some people seem to have enjoyed listening to me. Okay, I'm having a hard time cleaning out this big casserole dish. I made butter and herb noodles in it earlier, and the sauce really adhered